here before the contest starts, and I've got an hour, so I probably should get up and walk around, so I'm not sitting here forever. And anyway, good to talk to you. Thanks for the report, and hope to see you on the band again. W9RG, K5TR.
Okay, we'll see you later, George. Good to talk to you again. K5TR, W9RG.
K5TR, KTD.
KJ0B.
K5RT, I think somebody's calling you there. I think he's already turned the knob.
Victor Echo 9, Whiskey, for hours on the frequency.
K5TR.
Okay, VE3OTW. Well, I'm pointed to totally the other way. I'm pointed down into Texas, so let me come around your way and I'll probably copy you a little better.
My GPS right now is Ottawa, Canada.
Okay, well, I'm pointed about 250. I'll swing it around the other way and come almost straight north, I think. Probably is going to be pretty good for, or just slightly east of there, probably about 20 degrees. Whoops, overshot. There we go. Okay, we're in the neighborhood anyway. So let's see how we copy you now. W9 Romeo Golf.
WN9 Romeo Golf, you're coming in great. I don't hear that much of a difference between this and your previous transmission, so, but regardless, you're coming in good. WN9RG, DE3, OTW.
Okay, do you suppose you go by John?
Jonathan is correct. Your name is?
Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel, and you need to jettison the November part. It's just Whiskey 9, Romeo Golf.
Whiskey 9, Romeo Golf. Yeah, thank you very much, Rich. You're probably the clearest signal I've heard all day, so that's fantastic. Whatever you're doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm located about 200 kilometers south of Chicago. Down here in east central part of Illinois. And you're running about, I think about 5758. I'll look a little closer on this this over, good.
Yeah, you're a 5.9 over here. Everything's perfect. You're coming in crystal clear. Like I mentioned, Chris, this is the best signal I've heard all day.
Okay, it's not Chris, it's Rich, Romeo, India, Charlie, Hotel. Short for Richard. Anyway, very fine. Yeah, you're running about 5 and 8. Well, I'm running probably about like the last station you heard, the K5 and all. A lot of the guys are getting cranked up for the contest. I am not, but I think several of the guys are running about 1,500 watts. In my case, it's to a 3-element Yagi. Some of them have probably got bigger antennas than that on today. I guess the sweepstakes contest is going to start here in an hour or two, I guess, from what I'm hearing anyway. So at that point, I'll probably either go QRT or go hide up on 17 meters. VE3OTW from W9RG.
W9RG, this is Victor Echo 3, Oscar Tango Whiskey. Yeah, I'm not a contest guy either. I just
Yeah, it's doing just fine, no problem. And the band seems like it's been a little worse the last few days, but it seems to be pretty steady today. Not a lot of QSB, where there's some, but not like it has been. I've had a number of QSOs where I've started out at, 5.8, 5.9 signal, and 10, 15, 20 minutes later, I can barely copy the station, and vice versa. They're having trouble hearing me. So, yeah, it's been nice that it's been a nice, steady, pretty steady signals, although not hearing a lot of DX. Really haven't heard too much outside of the States and Canada, but, that's okay, too. Go ahead.
I think the food is coming.
Well, you know, WNRG, you know, when conditions get good enough, it can go a long way. Used to hang with some guys up the band a little bit frequency wise, and we'd get together most days. And we had one of the fellows was 9K2 Mike United. And Murtado, when the conditions are really good, he'd start saying, "Okay, I'm going to turn the power down," and he'd start going down in power to see how far you could copy him. The guys on the East Coast did a little bit better than I did here in the Midwest, but you know, there were a few times that I could copy him pretty good on 5 watts. So you know, when the propagation's good, it's surprising what you can do on 20. And of course, you know, some of the bands like 10 and 15 are even better when conditions get that good. But and it's been a while. If you haven't been licensed for probably 8 or 9 years, you haven't gotten to enjoy much of that, guys. Okay, very fine, Jonathan. Well, you know, it looks like the thing's telling me we are about, 790 miles, a little over 1,000 kilometers, I guess, away. So it's a good distance, I guess. So, you know, that's the other thing. With conditions, I have actually, on certain days, had decent QSOs with nice signals from neighboring states, like Minnesota and some stuff like that. It's, you know, at the distance of 500-600 kilometers, which is kind of unusual, but it's kind of nice. And I did the swap a report.
Right. Well, see. Hey, what these old walls.
Again, that's 140 miles, a little over 200 kilometers, so that's kind of long for ground wave. I don't know how we pulled it off, but it was pretty light signal. Anyway, let's see, I think I probably told you what I was running. The Yaesu Mark V field driving an Alpha 99, feeding a 3-element Yagi, so it's about 1,500 watts to 3-element Yagi on this end, and been licensed about almost 61 years. I guess February, March, it'll be 61 years. So got my license when I was about 15. So that's the story on this end. VE3OTW, W9RG.
W9RG, VE3OTW,
W9RG.
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I've only had my license about 30 or 40 years old, but as you can see, it doesn't circuit if we're talking now. So I still have lots to learn. I've only been in the hobby for a few months, but I've been enjoying every bit of it. I've talking to people all over North America, including yourself, and hope to see what the propagation opens up. I can take it international, and to talk to some people will receive W9RG-DE3-OTW.
Okay, very fine. Yeah, I don't think you have any problem, Jonathan. As we move back into spring and approach the spring equinox and stuff like that, the and the days are longer, the band starts to pick up pretty good, and I think you'll probably won't have too much of a problem. And yeah, fine on the TS-440. Yeah, I've heard quite a few of those on later, and even lately, and even some of the little bit older ones, the TS-140s. You know, I guess guys are, you know, all the new digital equipment's come out the last couple of years, the 7300s, the 4610s, the FTDX-101s, and all that good stuff. And so a lot of the guys, I think, are finally getting rid of some of the older gear they were keeping as a backup, and moving the their current gear to the backup, and getting some new stuff. So I've noticed, I've talked to a lot of guys that are getting into the hobby, and they're running the Kenwoods, to 140s, 440s, 430s, that sort of thing. So you know, nice thing about them, they're a nice little rig. There's not a lot you have to worry about getting adjusted right on it for it to work, and they generally sound pretty good. Kenwoods always had pretty good audio and stuff. Anyway, nice to work you. I probably won't stay on the air too much longer here, so we'll say 73s, and no other takers. I'll probably even pull the plug at this point. Thanks for the contact, and if you hear me on again, give me a buzz. VE3OTW, WNRG.
Sounds good, Rick. Thank you very much for the contact. It was a pleasure talking to you, and it's always nice to have that confidence that the radio is working and I'm doing something right, because I'm very good at the hobby, and I'm very glad that we have fun. Thank you very much.
W3. VE2 Delta Quebec. VE2 Dairy Queen. There you go. Now you got me getting hungry. Not really. My name is Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel. And if you're mobile, that probably means you're not in, how do you pronounce that, Charney?
Okay, Rich. Yeah,
V2
Delta Queen Ocean Mobile. Actually, I'm not mobile. I just came out of the store and I kind of.
Okay, Mike, now that all jives, so I've got the call corrected. Point Claire is home, and you're outspending your money. You're trying to fuel the economy. Is that it?
QSL, buying Christmas presents, buying gas, buying, you know. I'm broke, how about you?
No, I'm pretty good. I haven't done most of that. Matter of fact, I didn't even buy gas last night. I didn't feel like getting out and freezing my tush, and I still had enough left, but... Yeah, it's up here, but I don't know what it's running in. Of course, you price it liters up there, don't you?
Yeah, QSL. It looks cheaper. It looks cheaper, but it's not expensive like heck, you know, Rich, that's for sure. But your gas is not cheap either, though, is it?
No, I think on the gallon basis, it's about 350, I think it was 355.9 at one station. They always... Just call it $3.56. Let's screw this 0.9 stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's just crazy, the 0.9 stuff, I know. It's $1.50 plus a liter. You multiply that by 4, and I'm not going to mess around with that cool. But you've got a U.S. gallon. We're still more expensive than you.
Yeah, it's a buck and a half a liter, and it's about 4 liters to the gallon. Yeah, $6 is steep. We'd have heart attack. Of course, we're kind of a mobile society. We have, over the years, we're starting to contract into the metro areas more and more. But this pandemic thing's kind of slowed that down. A lot of people are working from home, and you know, I'm not sure some of them are ever going to go back to going to work, some of the office work, anyway. So I guess that opens things up for the smaller towns a little bit, which, to my way of thinking, is a very good deal, because their population is contracting somewhat. They don't have the traffic. They generally don't have the crime. They don't have the higher their cost for housing and et cetera, so I kind of think it would be a good deal, but, you know, I'm sure people like Chicago don't think it's, they probably think it sucks, you know? You betcha, the frequency is in use, my man. Where I am located, Michael, is 140 or about 200, 205 kilometers south of Chicago. In about, probably about 75, 80 kilometers from the Illinois-Indiana border. So I'm what we call east of central Illinois, and if my logging program is correct, it says we are about 800 miles apart. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got all on that. And you know Cliff, I guess, W9KK, I think it's right.
W9, what was it? I don't know that I've ever worked Cliff, you know, because especially I been hanging out a lot lately on 20 meters primarily, and then I go up. I don't go down to 40 and 80. So Chicago is, once in a while I'll work somebody out of the Chicago area, but it's a little far just normal ground wave and but not far enough for anything else. So I don't, you know, I hear stations out of Chicago occasionally, but we're generally talking in the area of 3x something. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, my last name is Wrigley, and I used to have a girlfriend. I think it was called Lincoln.
Wrigley, okay, yeah, we can relate to that, and I can even relate to Lake of the Woods, because the county to the east of me, it has Champaign-Urbana in it, it's the main campus of the University of Illinois, you know, the Fighting Illini, if you follow football, which you probably don't follow college football here, I would guess, but anyway, the county has a forest preserve called Lake of the Woods. And it's, I forget how many acres, probably about 150, 200 acres just west of Champaign. So, that's Lake of the Woods. I thought, oh, you're going to tell me you were moving to Champaign area. But no, I guess that wasn't the case, was it? Okay, well, you're running, you're up and down a little bit. You're a good solid 5'8", was what I would give you report-wise. You're bouncing around maybe S9 just slightly over occasionally down to about S7. So as you move more, we may see that change. And weather today is almost the same here. It's pretty much the same temperature. And it's been a little bit sunny, which is nice, because I'll tell you, it was sitting out there in a sweatshirt on the patio with the cat, and when the sun was out, it was pretty nice, and then it kind of went behind some, they're not real dark clouds, but enough that they cut the solar radiation down, and with the breeze, it was starting to feel a little cooler, but it's been a nice day here, but I guess we're going to about a 60-70% chance of a little rain tonight, and I think it's gonna drop down, but tomorrow night it gives us the good one. It's gonna go down into the minus C range for two or three evenings, Sunday, Monday, and maybe Tuesday. So, you know, winter's getting here anyway. I'm just glad I don't have to be up in you guys' area. I saw a movie some time back or a thing that they were talking about. What's the big highway? I think it must go from like Montreal to Toronto or somewhere up in that. And boy, they were showing all the accidents and the wreckers out there and the salt trucks. And I thought, well, I'll stay down here where I probably get about a fifth of the snow you guys get up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just off. Just off. It's a big 401. That's what you say, Highway 401. Oh boy, I've been up and down there a few times. And, you know, sometimes you guys get more snow than we do. Last year, down south, so they got mail that we didn't. Well, I mean, we got snow for sure, don't get me wrong, but stateside, they really got mail. And anyway, coming up just past the airport here, the Trudeau Airport, the International Airport. If I turn my car, I can see the entrance runway. The FedEx or Yankee Uniform Lima, and live right beside the airport here. Anyway, I'm stopped at a red light here, and people are driving like crazy, Rich, over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we get a lot less snow down here than get in Chicago normally. We get about half, maybe, unless occasionally we'll get some of the lake effect snow, but most of the time we don't get it down here, unless a low or something moves through just in the right spot where it kind of spins it back down here. So there's a lot of years that we only get 3-4 inches of snow. And maybe get a little ice a couple of times, but I would say probably the average snow year for us would be 15, 18 inches for the whole winter.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. That's what we get. Yeah, we get a foot at any one time, for sure. Wow. Anyway, it's still nice. I mean, it is nice if you get dressed for that. I used to play hockey, I don't know anymore. But it was fun when we played hockey in season.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, the problem is, I'm glad I'm running a little power. Even at that, I keep getting guys to pop in about a half a kilocycle or a kilocycle above me, asking if the frequency's in use or calling another station. So, you know, everybody's getting cranked up for the contest, so it's probably time for me to, as the old phrase goes, get the heck out of Dodge and either go up on 17 or pull the plug. Anyway, nice to meet up with you this first time. The mobile's, I just lied. Oh, golly, we worked a little over a month ago. Sorry, I didn't remember it. So good to work you again. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again, Michael. You take care. VE2DQD, DQO. Yeah, W9RG. Need to put my glasses on. Now, it's the sweepstakes that they're having, I think it's on sideband.
Yeah, sure, so that's a real, oh, shit. Here's the language. One guy just cut me up, almost hit me. I cannot believe it. Sorry about the language there. Yeah, he's cutting in another, oh my God. Sorry about that, Rich. Yeah, that's a long report, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's, We got the same crazies down here. They're big hurry to get to around you, and then with a little luck, you'll be sitting right behind them at the next stoplight. And I did forget to mention, I'm about halfway between 76 and 77 right now, so I'm not too far behind you. We'll catch up with you later, Michael.
I really appreciate that. Sorry about the language. It just caught me by surprise. W9RG, V2DQO mobile.
I don't worry about it.
Sorry?
I said, don't worry about it. If that's the worst thing that ever happens on the band, we're good. Bye-bye.
W9RG,
W0RAC,
how are you?
Who's the
K5? I guess you didn't hear me, W0RAC.
Oh, W0RAC. Oh, okay. I heard several people in there. I assume you're at home, Ricky?
Yeah, just doing some work on the computer, and, oh man, somebody moved in about a quarter KC above you. What contest is coming up today?
I think they told me, I think I jotted it down. What was it? Well, I don't see where I wrote it now. Yeah, sweepstakes, I think, yeah. The sweepstakes is cranking up in an hour or two, but yeah, that's been the problem. I've been here about an hour, and all of a sudden, you know, I got people asking in the last 30 minutes, frequency and use, you know, a half a KC up and stuff like that. I think everybody's tuning and tweaking and getting ready to go when it must start like at 4 o'clock our time or something.
Yeah, W9RG, W0RAC. Okay, well, we'll let them do their thing. I'm not gonna do the contest. I was gonna do about an hour or two and had a computer issue, and so I just reloaded Windows on it. So I'm having to load everything from scratch. So we are starting anew. I usually wait till January of the year to do it, but it's about as good a time as any to take care of it. So I'll say 7-3 to you. Everything here is good. Hope you're well, and have a good Thanksgiving this week if we don't talk to you, and we'll catch up with you. W9RG, W0AC.
Yeah, it's been a while. I thought at one point I knew you were going to go somewhere for, I think, for a bit, but then I thought, gee, it's been a long, long time since I've heard Ricky. Hopefully all is well, so good to hear you today, and glad to know that everything's okay. Yeah, well, our big problem here, my wife had, as an ex-employee of the U of I, they let her use McAfee Enterprise, and evidently they've shifted away from it a while back, and they've got a, you know, so she can't renew it, and it just cut itself off. So I gotta basically get it off the computer, because it won't let you load anything else without removing it from McAfee and get that taken care of. But I don't back mine up as frequently as I should, but I have another hard drive that I can hook into the USB port if I want to, and you know, back up the hard drive periodically onto another little hard drive, but I don't always do that as religiously as I should. So anyway, hopefully you don't have to take too long to get that done. We'll let you go. Thanks for the call. Good to hear you're alive and well, and I assume that applies to your bride also. And we'll see you later. W9RG.
Hey, Rich. Very good. Yeah, everything's good on this end. We, a couple weeks ago, went down to X-ray Echo 1 for a week, swam and ate and drank and had a good time on the Pacific down near Puerto Vallarta. So that was a fun getaway for a quick week. And, yeah, it's just nice, you know, things are cooling off out here in the desert, nothing like what you got with the, I think you mentioned that four-letter word earlier, snow, and luckily I don't have to deal with that anymore, so, you know, down here it gets below about 65 or 70 and the winter coats come out, Ted.
Yeah, well, we had a little dusting, but it didn't stay very long, so we haven't actually had any snow, but I mean, it's going to 40 tonight, and it's going to 20, low 20s tomorrow, and I think the next night, and the highs are going to be in the 40s. So yeah, it's shifting, but we're going to get another warm day or two. So it really hasn't totally settled into winter yet, but yeah, we're starting to see the lower 20s on that a little too frequently. So oh well, that's life. That's part of living here, and the nice thing about it is, like the neighbor lady that I used to live next to when we lived in another town south of here, she used to tell me, oh, winter is so beautiful. You can sit and look at the snow, and it looks, and I'm thinking, I'm out here as a service rep slugging around in this crap. Well, now I can sit and look out and say, that snow looks just so beautiful. We'll see you, Rick. W0RIC, W9RG.
All right, Rich guy, you take stay well and stay healthy and stay out of the family, and good to hear you today. W9RG, W0AC clear, and I'm in a QSY. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. AA5KD Mobile from W9RG. Good afternoon. Name on this is Rich, Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel. How's life in Oklahoma today? Well, then if I tell you you're running about 5.5, 5.6, you're not going to get too upset, are you? You're doing pretty good. Looks like it's Duane. It's Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel on this end, and I am located in east to central Illinois, about 140 miles south of Chicago. Yeah, it's doing okay. I know the station I was just talking to, Rick. Rick works, used to work Mobile, I think, quite a bit. I don't know if he's been doing it lately, but he cheats and uses a an FGC cube on the tail end of his radio. Good. Yeah, very fine. I'm not going to hold it too long. I'm starting, it's been picking up over the last 30, 40 minutes. I'm gradually getting encroached on more and more and more. It's, you know, we got a car contest that's going to be kicking off, I guess, in probably about an hour and a half or something like that. So everybody's testing, tweaking, and trying to see what they can do. So I think I'm going to bail out of here and leave the QRM to the rest of the troops, as a saying goes. But yeah, I thought I maybe heard you earlier, but until I turned around to look at Rick, who is in the Phoenix area, I was beaming to the northeast towards Canada. You know, the what do we call them? The provinces, the on the Atlantic Ocean there side of the country. So that kind of puts you off the back corner of the antenna. So anyway, you're good copy off the front side anyway. But we are starting to pick up more and more QRM. So I think I'll just call it a day. I could even go work some CW, couldn't I? AA5KD. Let's see. W9RG. Actually, you popped up to like 5 and 8, running S9, just over S9 on the last transmission. So obviously you must have found the sweet spot between us. We'll see you later. Take care, Dwayne.
Testing, Whiskey 3, Charlie Bravo. Testing, testing, Whiskey 3, Charlie Bravo. Test, test.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thanks a lot anyway for checking us. I'm not going to start playing around with it right now, but